The words rest, easy, and light are not words we normally associate with being a disciple of the Lord Jesus. We rest on beds and couches and in lazy boys. Grilling a hot dog is easy. Riding a bike is easy. Falling asleep in church is easy. We wear light clothing. We drink light beer. We travel light when we go on vacation or pilgrimage. On this midsummer weekend, we are invited quite simply to come to Jesus. Jesus, who just finished preaching the Sermon on the Mount, a sermon about being blessed and persecuted, a sermon against anger, lust, lying, and retaliation, a sermon about loving our enemies, purifying our intentions, and trusting in divine providence, a sermon about avoiding judgment, the power of prayer, and the golden rule. Jesus invites us to come to him. His yoke, we are told, is easy, his burden light. In each of our lives, there is a need to rest, to relax in Christ Jesus. The Lord knows we sometimes get tired, sometimes even to the point of feeling exhausted. The Lord knows there's work to be done, but sometimes our work doesn't make wise use of the talents that we have, and sometimes our work is a poor match for our personality. There are burdens to be carried, but some seem to be excessive and unreasonable. Enough is never enough for some folks. And as we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, the Word of God reminds us that the human person needs rest. We're not made to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Parents need rest. Spouses need a break. Kids need time out. You see, disciples of Jesus are yoked to him. We're bound to him, but not like cattle that are yoked or like a pet on a leash with a collar. The yoke, the bond between ourselves and Jesus is a bond of friendship, a bond of mutual love and respect, a bond of grace-filled assistance. No burden is carried alone. The strong arms of God hold us up. The strong hands of Jesus lift us up. And to those who recognize Jesus as Savior, he comes to bring comfort, helping us carry the burdens and offering us a place to rest when we need to rest. Rest, easy, and light are words too easily excluded from our vocabulary as disciples of Jesus. We almost feel guilty when we take time to rest. Take time to rest, to keep the Lord's day holy by prayerfully resting, which is what we're doing now, but also by spending quality time with family members and friends. Too often our weekends, including Sundays, become catch-up days. We almost work more often and more heavily on Sunday than we do the rest of the week because we got to catch up. Rest. Take it easy. And we need to ask for the grace to know when it's time to lighten up. If some stuff doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. Some have a honey-do list that never goes away. For God's sakes, give each other a break. And living our lives influenced by the teaching of Jesus has the power to bring refreshment and rest into the lives of others. treating people the way we want to be treated, forgiving those who have offended us, letting it go and asking for healing, treating each other with respect, and trusting in the providential goodness of God are ways in which we are able to lighten the burdens of those folks who are part of our lives. At this Eucharist, we come into the presence of Jesus, and Jesus comes into our lives. The only burden that has the power to eternally ruin our lives is the burden of sin, and Christ has carried that burden to the cross. Our communion with him this morning is a well-deserved moment of rest. Rest, take it easy, lighten up.